All right, we are now joined by our third place finisher, Brett Moffitt, driver of the number 23 Arlon Chevrolet. Brett, as we wait for media to queue up with questions and a reminder of the media, you can just go to the participants tab and raise your hand. Why don't you just take us through your race really quickly there?
We fired off and we weren't very good. Just fighting a lot of things loose, tight, out of the racetrack. Proud of the effort, I guess, to get the truck better as the race went on. But I'm definitely frustrated because we seem to only have speed to be able to make our way up into the top three. And I did a better job than the 18 and the 21 in lap traffic, got the lead. And just we don't have the speed in our truck. So frustrating race.
All right, we're going to go to questions now for Brett. We're going to go first to Bob Pockris.
Yeah, Brett, did on that last restart, Zane had trouble on the previous one. Were you hoping that he would have similar trouble? And I'm also curious if you've given him any advice on restarts, considering your teammates.
Yeah, he struggled on that first one, and it obviously lost me some spots because I picked the top behind him. And, you know, you hope that happens again, but he learned from his mistake. And honestly, Zane's been, he's been really good all year. You know, it's, he'll come to me for some things, but I think, you know, the basics of restarts he has figured out on his own.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Dustin Albino.
Yeah, Brett, last year you mentioned that lap traffic cost you the win. A lot of drivers today were complaining about it as well. So how tough was it to navigate lap traffic?
Yeah, I mean, today it almost got me a win, so I guess, you know, that or it got me to the lead anyway, but it's extremely tough. I, you know, like Keselowski or whoever was saying, I don't know what it takes to get qualified to run in this field, but I think they seriously need to look into it because there's guys out there that they don't know if they're going to go bottom, middle, top, and it's not whether I know or not. It's they literally enter the corner not knowing what their truck's going to do, and you know, it's dangerous at times, not only for the sake of us keeping our trucks in one piece, but you know, just for the safety of wrecks. It's going to cause a big one day, and it's already cost me multiple race wins over the years, and it's frustrating that I don't know if I don't see obviously timing and scoring, but I have a hard time believing that a lot of those trucks were meeting minimum speed regularly.
Thanks, bro.
Next, we're going to go to Steven Taranto.
Brett, this marks the third win in a row for GMS between Zane and Sheldon. Exactly what's been going on at GMS to explain how strong this program has been? And besides raw speed, is there anything else that you need to join your two teammates in victory lane?
Apparently more talent. I don't know. We've been good. It's just frustrating.
Our next question is going to come from Zach Catanzaretti.
Hey, Brett. We saw you using the outside lane a little bit on a few of those runs. Matt Crafton said it was pretty much impossible from up there, but we saw you try to take advantage of it the best you can. Can you describe what the conditions were like outside of just that bottom lane today?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom was good, but I honestly felt until that last run when we got too tight, I was better up top, I guess. I felt like our truck was lacking mechanical grip, so as soon as it'd rubber in, I would just have to go wherever there was clean concrete, and those couple runs, I made up a lot of good time up there, so I enjoyed that, but I understand what Matt was saying also. This tire, for whatever reason, seems like really all year, as soon as the track rubbers in, there's just no grip, and it's frustrating at times, so I understand what he was saying there, but I thought, you know, to my needs, it actually played in more beneficial than it had in the past in a truck. Normally you're so close to wide open here that you can never make the top work, or it's very difficult to do it just because it's a long way around. But, you know, I was thankful that we were able to find some speed up there, and it ultimately saved our day.
All right, Brett, well, that's the last question we have for you. Thanks for joining us. Good luck next week in a Gateway.
Yeah, thank you.